Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Get ready. It's one of America's most important, influential, and respected voices on cultural and political issues. An apologist, Christian political advocate, and author. Here is the founder and chairman of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes.
Well, hello, everybody. You know, we talk every day about how Christians can get engaged in the political process. We talk about what you can do, how you need to develop a biblical worldview, and learn what the Bible says on issues, know what you believe and why you believe it. And then, unlike a lot of other organizations, we try to encourage you to then engage, take that knowledge, get registered to vote, get engaged in the political process, and elect godly men and women every single day, and it's something you need to get involved with. Before we introduce him, I want to take a minute to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary for being the home of the Christian Perspective Studios. If you're looking for a seminary to attend, and you want a place to go where they're not allowing critical race theory to enter in, they help you develop a strong biblical worldview, I want to encourage you to check out Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee. And they also have a college. You may not know that. It's fairly new. It's called the College of Mid-America, and maybe you have a child or grandchild that's getting ready to go to college. You know, as a parent who has two kids in college right now, I want to tell you it's rough out there. Many college campuses are very much against Christians, anything that has to do with the Word of God, and it is hard for Christian students, not just on public campuses, but private campuses around the world, too. And as I said, CRT and other things are even slipping into so-called Christian colleges. But one area where that has not come in is College of Mid-America and Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a place, to check them out at mabts.edu. That's mabts.edu. And of course, we want to thank our prime sponsors, the Citizens for America Foundation. Citizens for America Foundation is an educational organization dedicated to teaching Christians what God's Word has to say on issues, particularly what we call social issues in the culture today, and then encourage them to engage in the arena of public policy and politics. And we have a great event coming up on April 30th. If you go to citizensforamericafoundation.com, citizensforamericafoundation.com, there will be a button at the top of the page called the Culture Engagement Summit, CES Summit, and I hope that you will check it out. Tickets start at only $15, and we have some of the biggest names in the Christian and political world today speaking, and including my guest, who you're going to meet in just a minute, is going to be one of our speakers, Mark Meadows, former congressman, and he was the former chief of staff for President Trump, is going to be there. Robert Jeffers, who many consider to be America's pastor, will be there. If you want to learn about what the Bible has to say about abortion and how to defend the pro-life movement, not just, which is very important, not just from a biblical position, but from a scientific position, Scott Klusendorf, who travels the world teaching people how to defend their faith and defend the pro-life movement, will be there. There are going to be about 30 different speakers, and it is going to be just an incredible day where you can go and learn what God's Word has to say on a variety of issues, meet a lot of different organizations. We'll have booths there and be there to help you find your way where God can plug you in to get involved in the process. So check that out at citizensforamericafoundation.com. And again, it's on April 30th. It's called the 2022 Culture Engagement Summit. And I hope you'll be there because my guest today is going to be there. And Rob serves as the executive vice president of the American Family Association, and he's vice president of the policy and legislative affairs for American Family Association. Now, and what I love, and I haven't met Rob, we've talked on the phone numerous times, I love this brother already, but when I was reading about him last night, I saw that he also has been to seminary. You've been to two, right, Rob? Is that right? Two different seminaries?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Yes, sir.
And so I want to ask you about that, but Rob, first I want to say welcome to the show. My guest today is Rob Chambers, Executive Vice President of American Family Association. Rob, welcome to Christian Perspective.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much. It's a privilege to be here.
Hey, brother, so I'm not really picking on you. I'm proud of you. When I saw, hey, he's not just a political guy, but he's a preacher too. He went to seminary. Tell our listeners a little bit about you. We're going to talk about your new program, the iVoter Guide, later in the show. But I just want them to have a chance to get to know you and love you like I have. Tell them who you are and what you're doing.
My name is Rob Chambers. As Chris mentioned, I work with the Ministry of American Family Association and also work with the affiliate organization of AFA called AFA Action. We can chat more about that later. But yes, as Chris mentioned, went to seminary, the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, for a Master's of Divinity there at New Orleans Baptist Seminary in New Orleans, Louisiana, there, and have a Master's of Theology there and pursuing the PhD in evangelism.
Rob, the reason I wanted you to tell them about that is, you know, a lot of Christians today don't want to get involved in the political process. A lot of pastors avoid issues like homosexuality, transgender, abortion, and all these other issues because they call them political issues. And Rob, I know you probably agree with me. They're not political issues. They're issues of sin. But how did a guy, I'm assuming you're on the track to be a pastor, how did you make that transition and enter this political work?
I became a Christian. The Lord led me to himself, placed faith in him, and later on in life. But not long after, maybe a couple of years after I was born again, that I sensed God leading me to become equipped to serve the church. And I didn't really know what that looked like. And it wasn't really clear what that call was, but I knew it was to be equipped. And I began to seek out where to seek out theological training for that calling. And that led me to Southern Seminary. And there in Louisville, and I entered the Billy Graham School of Missions and Evangelism. And one reason I wanted to go to that track was that I knew that I wanted to pursue evangelism, but also that track afforded me the maximum number of elective hours that I could choose to do, to take whatever courses I wanted to. And because I really wasn't clear which direction God was leading. And it became pretty clear after I took a class in biblical ethics or Christian ethics that I realized, okay, this is the direction that God is leading me. And so I took all of those elective hours. I think it was about 18, maybe to 21 hours that I was able to take or free to take. And so I took all those courses in ethics. So that would be New Testament ethics, Old Testament ethics, sexual ethics, all kind of different things. So that's what put me on the path on these issues. And so it became clear to me that my role was to help equip the church, encourage the church on these ethical issues even as they intersected the issue of politics. And so that's what set me on that trajectory. I'm not pursuing a pastorate because I don't think that's where God is leading me, but it is to serve as a role as a minister, I guess you could say a pastor, to help come alongside the church and encourage them with information like what AFA actually provides, the resources that they provide to churches.
Yeah, Rob, I just want to commend you for that because you know, a lot of people might be listening and they think that seminary is only for people who want to become a pastor, and that's not the case. It's a great, what you're doing is you're taking a deep dive into God's Word. It's a way for you to learn more, but I wanted to really touch on something because you hit something that's close to my heart. You said you wanted to pursue evangelism, and that is I think that's a great need. One of the greatest needs, Rob, in our society today is the church as a whole and many Christians have gotten away from evangelism, which means just telling other people about Jesus and what God did to us. And Rob, I believe one of the primary responsibilities of every Christian is to tell other people about Jesus. And because we haven't done that, we have a culture that we have today that's filled with basically, as my friend David Burton says, a sin-sick, Satan-loving society. Mm-hmm. And part of what you're doing at AFA and what we're doing at Citizens for America is trying to impact the culture for Jesus. And I have preachers argue with me and, you know, we need to all be about evangelism. Well, that sounds good, but there aren't many churches today that are out doing evangelism like they should. And to me, and I know y'all feel like this at American Family Association, the greatest way to impact the culture to Jesus is to lead the culture to Jesus.
Amen.
We've got to tell people about Jesus.
Yes. That's it.
People just don't get it, brother.
They don't. That's the core value or our center of our mission statement is the Great Commission. That is to make disciples. And you can't make disciples if they aren't already born again. And so it begins with reaching out to people and coming alongside them where they are and befriending them and seeking ways to be intentional about sharing the gospel. And we've gotten so far away from the core mission that Jesus left us with in Matthew 28, you know, and to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations and teaching them to obey everything that Jesus, you know, taught us. And so we've gotten so far away from that. But I think in many ways we've informed people to death. I think we've given people so much information that they're focused so much on information, and they become almost seared to anything else beyond information. Meaning, they think that the pursuit of the Christian faith is knowledge, and that's not it. The pursuit of the Christian faith is a relationship with Jesus Christ, and to encourage and invite other people into that personal relationship.
And people don't get that, and it really is. It's not about being some deep religious person. Being a Christian is solely about having a relationship with Jesus Christ and Him being at the core of everything that we do. Rob, you hit the nail on the head, and I know that's what y'all are doing at American Family Association. Now, before we get into specifically the work you're doing now, can you tell the listeners? I tell you what, before we dive into that, let's just go ahead and take a quick break, because I don't want you to start it and then have to interrupt you. But when we come back from the break, a lot of our listeners may not know who American Family Association or who and what they are. And y'all just do so much. I didn't have a clue until I spent a week back in October. Y'all have an annual retreat for some of the people that support your ministry. And I went and just had the opportunity to learn so much about American Family Association that I didn't know. And our listeners need to know about you. They need to support you financially. They need to be praying for you, because you guys are really on the front lines making a difference for Jesus and the culture each and every day. So when we come back, be thinking about that over the break. Rob, when we come back, I'm going to have you tell us about American Family Association before we get into the voter guide. Folks, we're talking to Rob Chambers from the American Family Association. If you want to know a way to get plugged in and impact the culture for Jesus, you want to hear this show, share it later when it becomes a podcast today with other people. So stick around. We'll be right back with more with Rob Chambers.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
Walk in the footsteps of Jesus and see the Bible come to life. This December, join nationally syndicated radio host and founder of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes, on a life-changing trip to Israel. It's one of the world's oldest and most fascinating travel destinations, luring the faithful from all over the world for thousands of years. Visit Jerusalem's religious quarters and explore Christianity's most treasured religious sites, like the Wailing Wall, the Dome of the Rock, and the Via Dolorosa. Walk with Chris through the winding alleyways of Nazareth's Old City and visit ancient Bethlehem, the place of our Savior's birth. Float in the Dead Sea, visit the Sea of Galilee, and the Jewish fortress of Masada. See firsthand where the events of the Bible took place. Touring Israel with Dr. Chris Hughes is a travel odyssey like no other. Visit CitizensForAmericaFoundation.com and get ready for an unforgettable trip and memories that will last a lifetime.
Do you desire to build family relationships that stand the test of time? Does creating a godly family seem like a daunting challenge? You're not alone. I'm Connie Albers, author of Parenting Beyond the Rules and host of Equipped to Be. As a mother of five, I understand your struggles. For 35 years, I have been helping families just like yours build lasting relationships. I'd like to invite you to tune in to Equipped to Be and visit ConnieAlbers.com, where I share useful tips and proven strategies to help you navigate the seasons of motherhood, faith, and life with confidence and joy.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
During the Civil War, on this day, March 30th, 1863, just 3 months after his Emancipation Proclamation, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer. He stated, "We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no nation has ever grown, but we have forgotten God. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. President Lincoln concluded, "Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too proud to pray to the God that made us."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Welcome back to Christian Perspective. It's Chris Hughes. My guest today is Rob Chambers. Rob is Vice President of the American Family Association, and he just has a heart for impacting the culture for Jesus. And he went to work for a great organization. And if you've never heard of them, I want Rob to take a minute now to tell us who the American Family Association is. They have such a huge mission, and he was sharing with me before the show there. I knew they were building a new building. I didn't know it was done. So a lot's going on. But Rob, for somebody who's never heard of the American Family Association, tell us who you are.
Yes, absolutely. My name is Rob Chambers, and I've been with the American Family Association for nearly 7 years. And I've been in this area of ministry for over 12 years. And so my call and desire and passion is to help other Christians understand biblical issues that are going on in the world today that are prevalent from a biblical perspective. And that's what we do at American Family Association, is that we provide ministry resources, ministry help to Christians. Our goal is not to replace the church in terms of the institutional church. Our goal is to, in mission, is to come alongside the church and to equip them with information to help them to be the salt and light in the culture and the community where God has planted them.
And y'all have a variety, and I don't even know them all, so I'm going to have to get you to help me here. But I know part of your ministry is American Family Radio. Mm-hmm. Y'all own, was it close to 200 radio stations, Christian radio stations across the country?
It is. It's right. It's 180. I don't know. It varies. 180, 183, because we're trading and where we think, you know, God is leading us to put stations here and there. And but yes, it's about 180 radio stations across the country. And what's really interesting about that market is that our founder, Don Wildman, a passionate man of God, still living, and he had the vision and saw the opportunity to get into the radio ministry. And so that's where we are today, is with 180 plus radio stations. But what's interesting now with the advent of the internet is that and smartphone apps, is that wherever you have a internet signal on your phone, then you can potentially get the AFA or AFR app and listen to the radio wherever. So you don't have to have a radio tower anymore. You can just listen to it on your phone.
So for somebody listening to our show, because you have, it's 100% Christian programming, I think, right?
It is, yes.
So where I live, for example, Rob, I have to drive a long ways for a studio for my recording. I live up in the mountains of North Carolina. We don't have a Christian radio station that you can even get on the radio dial where we live. So this is the way you have to get it. So folks, if you're listening, I encourage you to go, you know, whatever your app store is, you know, if it's Apple apps or Google or whatever, it's a free app. And I think it's called American Family Radio, right, Rob?
That's right.
I think is what they call it, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
So you can go and download the app on American Family Radio, and then you can listen to Christian programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a great, great ministry, and there's a need. God gave us these airwaves and the science to figure out how to, which I don't really understand how radio grows. Is it funny? Because I have a radio show, but I don't really understand all the science behind it. But God picked smarter people than me, you know, to figure that out. And that's a way we need to surround ourselves with biblical teaching and great preachers and Christian music, and American Family Radio provides that. Well, Rob, that's just one of the many ministries. What are some of the other things that American Family is? I know y'all do conferences and other. What all do y'all do besides just the radio shows?
Well, you mentioned conferences. We just started a conference a couple of years ago. It's called Marriage Family Life. And we knew that we were hearing from listeners, you know, all across the country calling into our radio shows. And they were saying, you know, we're just missing the connection with other believers. We want to be connected. And so a couple of years ago, Will and Mickey Addison had the vision They're on the American Family Radio Network airing the Addisons. They're on the network in the afternoons, but you can catch them on the podcast as well. But they had this vision for a marriage family life and went to Tim Wildman in leadership and said, hey, this is what where we believe God is leading. And so, God is blessing that. You know, it is just really, really grown. It sold out last year. We have it here in Tupelo, Mississippi, which is where our national headquarters, is located. And you would think, my goodness, you know, Tupelo, Mississippi, you know, we're nearly 2 hours from Memphis, nearly 2 hours from Birmingham. Who in the world is going to come to Tupelo, Mississippi, other than perhaps to visit the birthplace of Elvis Presley, for example? So, but, you know, people came, you know, from all over, you know, and we had about 1,300 people there in total, and 600 of those were children. People brought their children because it's marriage, family, life, and it is just really a tremendous ministry that AFA has launched, and I guess you would say a ministry division.
And you said that a lot of hundreds of kids go. Are there actually sessions and seminars for the children to attend as well?
Absolutely. That's one of the main purposes of it, is to really not only pour into the parents of families, but also to the children. So there are breakout tracks for the children to learn things on biblical worldview, like creationism, things of that nature, where children can learn more about the fundamentals of the Christian faith. And so it's not only for the parents, but it's for the children. So hence, it's the marriage, family, life conference. It encompasses all of life.
Wow. That is so needed with the attack coming on families today. Is that just a once-a-year thing, or do y'all have those several times throughout the year?
It is. It's an annual conference, and it's located in Tupelo, Mississippi, about 2 miles on either side or in between of Memphis and Birmingham. You can go to marriagefamilylife.net and register for this conference. It's July 7th through 9th of this year. Again, that's marriagefamilylife.net is where you can learn more about that and register for it.
Boy, thank you so much for sharing that. Even though that, you know, that was the main thing we want to talk about, but that's really what American Family Association is all about, is protecting and defending the family. And I know we were a military family, Rob, and mm-hmm. I think it was Family Life Today. Man, my mind's going blank what his name was. But anyway, they used to come on and do seminars like that and conferences on military bases. I don't know if y'all have ever done any of that, but it is so needed. And I know particularly in the military world, you know, when spouses are going to other countries, the kids, you know, mom and dad or mom or dad or and sometimes both are gone and mm-hmm. rough on children. But marriages just take a toll. You know, I'm just coming from the military perspective, but I thank y'all for doing that. Please tell Tim Wildman and Don Wildman, you know, we're so grateful for the work that y'all are doing to reach and touch families across the nation. Well, y'all do
absolutely.
So many things. We talked about radio and marriage and family, but I know a big part of what you're doing now is working with what's called AFA Action, I think is the term. Tell us what the Action means and why is that separate from the American Family Association?
Sure. Action, AFA Action is a totally separate organization from AFA. AFA is what we call the 501c3 organization. And AFA Action is a totally separate organization. It's a 501c4, which enables AFA Action to operate a little bit different under the guidance of the IRS in terms of political engagement and things like that. And so, you know, we really have the vision for to elect more Christian candidates into office. Of course, there's no qualification for office in terms of Congress, but that doesn't mean that Christians can't have a qualifications on who they want to send to represent them in public office. So the Action was basically started to address the void or the vacuum of information on political candidates that are running for office. So that's really the genesis of AFA Action.
And that is so needed. And I know you know that, Rob, because you do it every day. At Citizens for America, we're like American Family. We're just a 501c3. We can educate, mm-hmm. but we cannot get involved in the political process of endorsing candidates. So can you tell us what is the difference between a 501c4 and a political action committee. Can you do the same things? What's the difference there?
Well, you have a 501c3 can't get involved in campaign intervention or favoring or disfavoring a particular candidate for office. A 501c4 can do that, however. There are some limitations on what a 501c4 can do. They have to spend, they can't spend an overwhelming amount of their resources toward campaign intervention. But a political action committee, you have a political action committee, and then you have super PACs. So a political action committee is separate from, again, from a C4 or 501c4 entity. And a PAC is, has the ability to endorse candidates, and they can do basically 100% campaign intervention. So there's no limitation on how much activity can be involved in campaign intervention, whereas there are limitations on a 501c4. Super PACs are different than,
I'm sorry, I'll wait.
So super PACs are different from PACs in that a super PAC can't be engaged directly with a campaign, and but they will get involved in campaign matters. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to step into the area of saying this is what you ought to do or shouldn't do. But that's basically the difference between 501c3, C4 PAC, and super PAC.
So as a C4, can you contribute money to candidates or just educate and turn out volunteers and that kind of thing?
No. A C4 can contribute to a campaign, a political campaign. They don't have to, but they can do that. They can contribute money to a political candidate's campaign. They can endorse a political candidate for office. They could oppose a candidate for office, for example. But there is a balance of how much money or resources can be allocated toward candidate intervention, for example, for a 501c4.
Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Rob Chambers. He's Vice President of the American Family Association. I want to encourage you to learn more about the American Family Association and download their app called American Family Radio. That's American Family Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk about specifically what their fairly new organization, the AFA Action, is doing to help educate Christians and turn out Christian voters in the 2022 election cycle. So stick around. We'll be right back.
The United States of America has a strong Christian heritage, but most Americans don't know the truly important role that God and the Bible played in the founding of this great nation. This June, join nationally syndicated radio host and founder of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes, for 4 amazing days in our nation's capital. With Chris, you'll embark on a journey of discovering the hidden secrets of Washington, D.C., and rediscover much of America's forgotten Christian heritage. Your tour will include an up-close and personal look at the nation's establishment and how it's evolved over the centuries. Learn about the government and the men who helped forge this new kind of republic, one that acknowledged the Creator from its very inception. Know the truth about the creation of the United States of America, about the faith of the Founding Fathers, and how Christian principles were used to establish this form of government. Visit citizensforamericafoundation.com today and secure your spot to join Chris Hughes in Washington, D.C. this June.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
The Conservative Baptist Network is a dynamic movement of Southern Baptist pastors, churches, and Christians committed to standing for the sufficiency of God's Word in the face of a culture of compromise. The passion and prayer of the Conservative Baptist Network is that God would help Southern Baptists stay bold for the gospel so that we might see revival in America and the world reached for Christ. Visit our website today at conservativebaptistnetwork.com to learn how you and your church can join and support this exciting movement.
Welcome back to Christian Perspective. My guest today is Rob Chambers. Rob's vice president at American Family Association. They're based out of Tupelo, Mississippi, and Rob shared with me they're just getting ready. They've been building a brand new office, and they're going to be moving into that. And he's shared, if you missed it, some great information on marriage and family conferences that they put on, and
so many other wonderful things. American Family Association is a ministry, and as a Christian, you need to know about them, support them. They can't do what they do without the help of financial supporters, and they're on the front lines of the culture war and really need your help. Rob, you were talking about a branch. I shouldn't say branch because it's separate legally, called AFA Action, which I guess at some point y'all determined you needed to do more and actually engage in the political arena. And I think a man named Richard Ford went to your founder, Don Wildman, with an idea. Tell us a little bit about that concept and where we're headed today.
Yes, Richard Ford is a visionary. He is a solid brother in the Lord, and I've known Richard for, I guess, probably eight years, maybe nine. But Richard approached Don Wildman, who's the founder of American Family Association, and approached Don and said, "Hey, I have a vision for an online voter guide." Richard saw the need to get more information out to voters so they could understand the differences between the candidates that were running for office. And Don, being also a visionary, Don saw that, and he latched onto it, and he said, absolutely. And so about 10 years ago, AFA Action was started because to help accommodate an outlet for the iVoter, what's called iVoter Guide, because the voter guide does get into the area of favoring and disfavoring candidates, or at least it's can be interpreted that way. And what I mean by that, interpreted that way, is that the voter guide will evaluate candidates from verified liberal to verified conservative, for example.
And does it ask questions on specific issues?
Well, it does. And one thing that's really great about the AFA Action iVoter Guide, which, by the way, AFA Action acquired the product services of iVoter Guide just the first of this year. And so that went, iVoter Guide came online with as a division of AFA Action. And so one thing that's unique about this voter guide, it's not like the voter guides of yesteryear that that only, you know, you had about 10 issues and then it said this candidate supports or opposes. This particular voter guide addresses a lot of information. It does ask questions. One component of it is a candidate survey, and not all candidates are submit questions to the questionnaire or survey, but those that do submit it, that want to let voters know where they stand on the issues, then they complete the survey, and that survey is made public as part of the voter guide. And so that survey asks questions like views on abortion, views on religious liberty, views on internet or national security, views on border security, fiscal responsibility, and things like that. So it's just not your issues like First Amendment, Second Amendment rights. It's all encompassing. Also addresses things like educational issues, like we're hearing a lot about critical race theory and LGBT agenda within public schools. So it also approaches that subject as well.
Yeah. Well, Rob, I know you're probably familiar. There are other organizations that do voter guides. I mean, on both sides of the aisle, both Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. In our spectrum, in the faith voter spectrum, and I know there are probably others, particularly on a state level, but the Family Research Council, I know you're familiar with Tony Perkins and Ralph Reed's mm-hmm. Faith and Freedom Coalition, also do voter guides. Theirs is different in that it's usually a printed document. If you go to church and familiar with a bulletin, it's basically a, mm-hmm. what we call a bulletin insert that is, you know, has very limited, like you said, just because of space, you know, they're limited on what they can ask and have a comparison chart. Yours is different from that, isn't it? You're not a printed document. This is all electronic, right?
Yes, everything is. It's a digital resource. The only place that you can really get the information is online. You can go to iVoterGuide.com. Again, that's iVoterGuide.com, and there you can enter your all the data is really matched to your elected official and or potential candidate for office. And so you enter in your address, and by the way, we don't share your information outside of AFA, but that address is entered primarily to make sure you are synced up with the right congressional candidate or state legislative candidate, for example. And so they can go there and they can get as little information or as much information as they want on a particular candidate. So they could see how they answered the survey. They could go in there and find out where they get their money from. They can find out who's funding their political campaign for office. You can see if they're getting money from George Soros or other liberals like that. You can see that if they're endorsed by ACLU pro-abortion industries entities or even pro-life entities like SBA List, Susan B. Anthony List, for example. And so that's what makes this voter guide much more, I would say, valuable, because we're living in a world of information where people wonder, where do I go for information on voters, on candidates for office? And really, I believe this is the one-stop shop for voter guide resources. And one thing that's unique about the AFA Action Eye voter guide is that it approaches a broad spectrum, or I would even say a full spectrum of issues. It's not just about life. It's not just about religious liberty. It's not just about Second Amendment. It's not just about fiscal issues. It's about all of these things together. And you can go to ivoterguide.com and find out that about each particular candidate.
Boy, this is what a great tool. Actually, a couple of years ago, I didn't know y'all did this, and I was trying to come up with a way to do something similar, and it just was so expensive. I wasn't able to do it on my own to come up with this. Rob, you mentioned the website, ivoterguide.com, but is it an app also? I know you said American Family Radio has an app. Is there an app that can be downloaded on the phone, or do they have to actually just go to the website?
At this point, they just have to go to the website. At this point in time, ivoterguide.com, and you can just enter that on your smartphone and get to that information pretty readily.
Okay. Well, I know y'all put a lot of prayer and thought into this when you were putting it together. How do you think this tool is going to equip Christians, and do you think it'll impact elections?
Well, it already has, in our opinion, is that in 2020, the iVoter Guide reached over 3.5 million voters, and that's pretty staggering amount of people that we've reached just through the voter guide. And we're projecting in 2022 during this midterm election that we'll reach probably as many as 5 million voters this time. And in 2024, of course, we hope to hit 7 million. I believe those are very conservative estimates. We did learn in the Texas primary, which was the first primary to be held in the midterm election, it was, I think there was just right at 259,000 voters in Texas that during that primary that used the voter guide. And so that's just in one primary election in one state. And so if you multiply that across the country, you can see what type of impact just in the primary election the voter guide's going to have. So it's really easy to use. All they have to do is just go to ivoterguide.com, and it's fairly self-explanatory from when you get to the website.
This is such a godsend and such a needed tool. I know you probably have this too, Rob. When people know, those of us that are involved in the political world, every election cycle I have numerous people call me up and say, tell me who I should vote for, which is sad because they're not engaged, but you probably see that too. Well, now we can say, well, go to ivoterguide.com and it tells you everything you need to do. So I've got a question about the mechanics of the program. For someone who used it before, like the last election cycle, now that AFA Action has acquired iVoter Guide, are there changes? Does it look and feel the same? Have you made improvements? What's different about it now that you guys own the program?
Well, it looks and feels the same. There's no difference in the way the information is presented. And the only difference is that we've enhanced the product. iVoter Guide was already, and while AFA Action was a partner, iVoter Guide was already covering 50, federal races in all 50 states. That would mean your U.S. Senator or U.S. House of Representatives or those races for those two offices. And so it was already covering those 50 states. Then at that time, also, they were covering a little over 20, I think, races at the state level, meaning they would also cover not only federal races in all 50 states, but in about a little over 20 states, they covered statewide and state legislative races, meaning they would go from your federal races, U.S. House, U.S. Senate, your governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, you know, on down the line. And then they would also cover the state legislative races for your state House of Representatives and your state Senate. And in some cases, they would cover school board elections as well. So we're trying to go down as far down the ballot as we possibly can. But you know, there's nearly 14,000 school board districts across the country. So you know, it's a money issue that you know, the more financial resources we have, the deeper down the ballot we can go.
Hmm. What a great tool. Folks, we're talking about the iVoter Guide. We've got to take a quick commercial break. Stick around as we learn more about iVoter Guide and how you can become an educated voter in the 2022 election cycle.
A brand is a design, name, symbol, or any other feature that sets an organization or individual apart. Bringing that brand to life can be difficult, but Diggs Design is here to help you take that next step or re-energize your current situation.
We can handle logos, social media graphics, cards, weddings, clothing, prints, photo editing, and much more. Give us a call today at 704-984-2432 or connect with Diggs Design on social media.
In a world crowded with viewpoints and voices.
Critical condition after a...
I believe the message of this...
Financial problems.
Only one voice matters. God's. At the College at Mid-America and Mid-America Seminary, we equip leaders to think from a biblical worldview. Online or on our Memphis campus. Check out the College at Mid-America and Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary at mabts.edu and be equipped to light the way.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
Do you desire to build family relationships that stand the test of time? Does creating a godly family seem like a daunting challenge? You're not alone. I'm Connie Albers, author of Parenting Beyond the Rules and host of Equipped to Be. As a mother of five, I understand your struggles. For 35 years, I have been helping families just like yours build lasting relationships. I'd like to invite you to tune in to Equipped to Be and visit ConnieAlbers.com, where I share useful tips and proven strategies to help you navigate the seasons of motherhood, faith, and life with confidence and joy.
The United States of America has a strong Christian heritage, but most Americans don't know the truly important role that God and the Bible played in the founding of this great nation. This June, join nationally syndicated radio host and founder of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes, for four amazing days in our nation's capital. With Chris, you'll embark on a journey of discovering the hidden secrets of Washington, D.C., and rediscover much of America's forgotten Christian heritage. Your tour will include an up-close and personal look at the nation's establishment and how it's evolved over the centuries. Learn about the government and the men who helped forge this new kind of republic, one that acknowledged the Creator from its very inception. Know the truth about the creation of the United States of America, about the faith of the founding fathers, and how Christian principles were used to establish this form of government. Visit citizensforamericafoundation.com today and secure your spot to join Chris Hughes in Washington, D.C. this June.
Welcome back to the Christian Perspective. My guest today is Rob Chambers. Rob is with the American Family Association. They also own and run American Family Radio. They have marriage and family conferences. They have so much. I'm telling you, this is really the one place to go. It's like the Walmart of Christian services and activities and things for the family, you really need to check out the American Family Association. And I encourage you to download their app on American Family Radio. They own about 180 Christian radio stations across the country. And you all you need is the internet. You don't have to be where one of their stations is actually located in order to listen to their shows. Great, great Christian programming, both preaching and singing and people that address issues each and every day. So I want to encourage you to download the American Family Radio app and do it today. My guest, Rob Chambers, is the Vice President of the American Family Association, and we're talking about a branch of the American Family Association called AFA Action. They're involved in the political process. They're giving Christians the tools to become educated voters and to hopefully impact the culture for Jesus by electing godly men and women to public office. And they have what I think is the best tool on the market, not just for Christians, for anyone. I love it, Rob, when Christians are on the cutting edge of technology and using something. You know, I know Satan loves to use technology, but you guys have used it for God's good in this tremendous program called iVoter Guide. And listeners, you can find out about iVoter Guide at iVoterGuide.com. So, Rob, I want to back up a little bit and ask some questions about the programming. I know mm-hmm. that you question candidates, so they're sent a survey, and I guess you fill out information based on what they put in the survey. Do you rank candidates based on a Christian you know, are they a good vote for Christians, or are you strictly just listing a side-by-side comparison of what one candidate believes on an issue versus their opponent?
No, it's we evaluate all candidates. Well, one point to make is that the voter guide is going to evaluate races where there are multiple Republican candidates, or there is a Republican running against a Democrat, for example. So if there is a, say, for example, in a general election, there could be a congressional district where there's only a Democrat running. So we would not, for example, cover that particular election. So we're focused on primarily races where Republican candidates, multiple candidates are running for office or running against a Democratic candidate. So what was your other question that you were asking?
And so you're not ranking them. You just compare them on the issues?
No, we don't. iVoter Guide does not endorse candidates. That's actually a division of AFA Action. And as a rule, AFA Action does not normally endorse candidates for office for either, although we could. But what iVoter Guide, what the product services of iVoter Guide or the division of AFA Action, meaning iVoter Guide, what they do is they compile, I would say, massive amounts of information. They find out, they do research with the Federal Election Commission. They find out where the money is coming from, who they give their money to, and where they get their money from. They also look at endorsements, who endorses them or who they've endorsed in the past. They also look at their voting record if they have a voting record. And so they also look at any affiliations that they may have. They look at public comments. Anything that's in the public domain is what the iVoter Guide, what we call panelists, look at. We have researchers. We have probably, you know, a significant number of researchers that go out there and compile all that data. And then we have a large network of what you call panelists all across the country. And so what these panelists do is they review all of that information, and then they come up with an assessment of how they think that particular candidate would govern if they were elected. And so, for example, they would rate them from verified liberal to verified conservative. And then there's, you know, various demarkers in between, including moderate, which would be in the middle.
Well, the reason I was asking that, I was kind of setting up for pastors that are listening, and you said exactly what I knew was the case. So a lot of pastors listening, Rob, I want to encourage pastors to push their congregations to use iVoter Guide. And I know you're saying, what, Chris, I'm a 501c3. We're not supposed to endorse candidates. And did you hear what Rob said? Rob said we don't endorse candidates. What they're doing is providing information for you. And voter education is 100% legal. It does not violate a church's 501c3 status.
There's never been a case, in fact, of a 501c3 status being taken from a church for such instances in the United States. So if you're a pastor, look, guys, it is time for us to engage in the culture, to get back in the public square. And an American Family mm-hmm. Association has provided an avenue for us to do that just by going to ivoterguide.com. So pastors, you know, there are primaries coming up in states all across the country, and there are general elections. And Rob clearly stated that they are also providing information for candidates in primaries. So pastors, put in your bulletin, put in your emails going out. You need to encourage your church. You can have, did you know, pastors, you can have voter registration drives in your church? Yeah, you can. And you can educate mm-hmm. voters. And the best way to do it is to use ivoterguide.com. So, Rob, you were talking about how many states, the impact your program had during the 2020 election. Now that you've brought this all in-house under the umbrella of AFA Action, how many states do you think will use the program in the 2022 election cycle?
All states will use it. It will be available to all states throughout the country, especially for federal elections, which we're in a midterm election. So every state will be using this. It will be made available to them. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, nearly 260,000 Texans used it in their primary. So it's going to be widely used throughout the election. One thing to clarify, a church can certainly point to the iVoter Guide. One thing they can't do is take the information that iVoter Guide publishes and put it on their own website. But there's nothing wrong with a C3 pointing to iVoter Guide, for example. And then because
but they could put your link on there, though, where people can put iVoterGuide.com, right?
Absolutely. As little as 1 in 5 registered voters vote in a party primary or a political party primary. That's where it's determined what candidate runs in the general election in November. A lot of times people think, oh, well, I'm just going to wait and vote in the general election. And a lot of times they don't do that because they don't know who to vote for in the primary, and hence the need for the iVoter Guide. And that's why I think the biggest impact that Christian voters can make is by getting informed and showing up to vote in these primaries, because statistically only 50% of Christians are registered to vote, and only 1 in 4 of them actually show up on election day. Only 25%, we're understanding from statistics, surveys, is that only 25% of Christians are actually showing up to vote on election day, but that number is far lower in the political primary. So if the candidate that if you're not satisfied with a candidate that's running in the general election and you didn't vote in the primary, then you need to consider how you're going to vote in the future, I would say to the listeners, and really find out when your primary dates are and show up to vote.
Rob, that is such sound advice, because we squander, we complain about what's going on, and we squander our right to vote. And literally, so many elections are much closer than people realize. And like you said, the primary, that's something the left has actually realized. The group that's called the Squad in Congress, and I know you know this, mm-hmm. Particularly the member who from New York who has branded herself as AOC, she went right against one of the most powerful Democrats in the nation. I mean, he was in the top leadership with Nancy Pelosi. Nobody thought he would ever be defeated, and a Republican sure wouldn't have beat him. But this group of liberals in the country has made a decision that they are going to target Democrats who are not liberal enough. And the way to beat them is in the primary, because just like you said, very few mm-hmm. people turn out to vote. So if you can, if you're a challenger and you can get your people to turn out to vote in a primary, you can win. And she beat a king, basically, that everybody thought was mm-hmm. unbeatable. And I think that's what Christians have to do. I mean, even I'm a Republican, even in the Republican Party, there are a lot of men and women elected to office who don't represent my values. And if Christians would get engaged and vote when less than 25%, as you're saying, vote in the general election, even fewer in the primary, mm-hmm. imagine the impact we could have and how we could change this culture for Jesus if we just get involved.
You're so right. I mean, it is just really, if only we've looked at the statistics, if only there was only a 1 to 2% increase and primary turnout, we could change this nation. We could change this nation to elect candidates to office that affirm biblical values. It could happen. But just, I don't know, I guess people are asleep at the switch. They don't see the importance of the primary election. And but, you know, wow, it's a huge opportunity that's untapped. And it's the primary is where candidates, voters, I really encourage them to show up and vote. Make sure you're registered to vote. Even a lot of people don't realize they may have registered to vote. They live in town and they may have moved across the street. They could have moved into a different neighborhood in the same town, but they could have crossed into a different precinct, for example. And therefore, you show up to vote and they say, well, your name's not on the roll. And that voter learns that they should have updated their voter registration information so they to ensure that they could vote in the primary or general election.
Such good information. Well, we've run out of time, Rob. Thank you so much for what you and the American Family Association are doing. We're grateful, and thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you.
Folks, there's no more excuse. You can say you don't know about issues, you don't know about candidates. You need to go to iVoterGuide.com today, and particularly before you go to the polls and vote. Get registered and get educated by going to iVoterGuide.com. And working together, we can go out and impact the culture with Jesus.
Thank you for listening. The Christian Perspective with Chris Hughes. Learn more about impacting the culture for Jesus.
Visit CitizensForAmericaFoundation.com.
This is the Truth Network.